With rising costs and the relatively high Australian dollar, mining companies are focusing on deriving profits from existing projects, not starting new ones. That has big consequences for the mining equipment manufacturers. WA company Hoffman Engineering says current conditions are the toughest they've experienced. The company says innovation and flexibility are the keys to successful manufacturing, but government research and development tax breaks are vital. Andrew O'Connor reports.
At a time when Australian manufacturers are being driven out of business by international competition, Eric Hoffman is selling gears, parts and equipment to the world.
These large gears here we're making for Africa. So these will go to South Africa, and as you can see, we're building six of them.
50% of what Perth-based firm Hoffman Engineering makes is now sold to overseas customers.
We're doing these large double helical gears. They go to Texas.
I mean, we make the world's biggest gears. We just actually, at 5 months ago, designed and manufactured a gear that went to China, which was 13.3 metres, which is, to our knowledge, the biggest made in the world so far. And to export it to China is quite a coup, because normally all the stuff's coming the other way.
Hoffman Engineering employs 650 people with plants in WA and Victoria, as well as Canada, India and Chile. When companies were closing down during the 2008 global financial crisis, Hoffman was buying up big and expanding its reach. It was a huge growth period for a business started in 1969 by Mr. Hoffman's father and uncle, but it was a deliberate strategy to expand its product range and spread the risk to ensure the inevitable end of the mining boom didn't mean the end of this business.
We are doing aircraft parts, as we mentioned. We're doing defence work, so for the Navy and for the submarines. We're also doing a lot of green energy work. We are doing wind turbine gearboxes. We are doing tidal turbine components. We are doing components for solar panels.
Eric Hoffman says government tax breaks on research and development are critical. His family's company spends $33 million a year driving the innovation and flexibility he believes will help his company survive.
Right now the mine sites are not buying new. There are no real new projects. They're repairing. And so what we're trying to challenge all our guys is to say, how do we help the customer, particularly the mine site, save money by, instead of making that part new, repairing it?
So you're optimistic about your company's future?
Yes, I mean we're going to weather the storm well. We've started hunkering down 6 months ago, and we saw it starting to slow things down. But it's just going to be tough times. But in that time, I think the companies that come out the other end will be stronger, more innovative. The teams you've got will be better trained. So there's some good that comes out of it as well.
Mining equipment manufacturer Eric Hoffman, ending Andrew O'Connor's report.